Hey, you know something that you mentioned way earlier in the history lesson? Today is National Scar Day. And I've been thinking about that since you brought it up this morning. My first thought was scars are a story and something you shouldn't be ashamed of. In some cultures, they celebrate them, they create them, they alter their clothing to be sure you can see them because they're proud of them. And I'm not here to tell you how to feel about yours, but a story does come to mind. A man was asked about his scars once, and he said, "Heroes always have their scars. Some you can see, and some you read about later on." And that really struck me, because even if other people can't see them, if it's not a scar on your body, but a scar on your heart, a scar is a story of how you became stronger, not weaker. And you remember that when you think about your scars, because it shows you're tough and you've been through it and you are still standing. And you can not just survive, but thrive through that strength that you've built. And I want you to believe that. Right?
Right.
So we're going to think of National Scar Day. What's up?
That's right. We're celebrating.
You got any cool stories with your scars? You got any scars?
It was funny. The other night, me and Rylan was sitting through a drive-thru and he saw this little scar on my arm. Yeah. And he asked me about it. I said, that was football. I remember when it happened, you know?
Oh.
I mean, nothing really big. So no, yeah. I don't have anything really big.
Yeah. I don't have any really big scar. I have a scar on my stomach from a little laparoscopic surgery. Okay. And that reminds me of a time when like they could not figure out what was wrong with me. And I remember going in and out of hospitals a whole bunch. I was sick for a really long time. It turned out I had endometriosis, but for a long time I was just in pain. They didn't know it was. And that reminds me of the time that I was going through that. And I will tell you, that is something, it felt like an eternity when you're going through something like that. And you see these scars and you put yourself back. Because especially people who have been through long illnesses, it takes it out of you. And I think about that now. I'm like, well, I got through that. I can get through anything, man.
Yeah, you can.
And this other one was just carpal tunnel. That one's not impressive, but I'm going to make up a shark bite story for that one.